I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton.
Ми не залишимо без нашої відповіді жодну.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said global pressure on Russia had to be increased significantly during his nightly video address on Thursday. Zelensky also said the talks on Ukraine joining the European Union should begin this year, but the EU has made addressing corruption a requirement for Ukraine joining the 27-member bloc, and that process takes multiple years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited Kyiv on Thursday with a delegation of more than a dozen officials that promised military, financial, and political aid before the first anniversary of the February 24th invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin evoked the spirit of the Soviet army that defeated Nazi German forces at Stalingrad 80 years ago to declare on Thursday that Russia would defeat Ukraine, supposedly in the grip of a new incarnation of Nazism. In a fiery speech in Volgograd, known as Stalingrad until 1961, Putin lambasted Germany for helping to arm Ukraine and said, not for the first time, that he was ready to draw on Russia's entire arsenal, which includes nuclear weapons. Ukraine rejects comparison with the Nazi regime. Russian officials have been drawing parallels with the struggle against the Nazis ever since Russian forces entered Ukraine almost a year ago. Israel's foreign ministry says Israel and Sudan have finalized a deal to normalize relations following a transfer of power from the military to a civilian government in Khartoum. After generations of non-recognition, Sudan pledged to take steps toward diplomatic ties with Israel as part of a deal brokered in 2020. Sudan's military has been in charge of the country since an October 2021 coup, but says it intends to hand over power to a civilian government. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel says its jets carried out an airstrike on what it said was a rocket production workshop in the Gaza Strip early Thursday, hours after Palestinian militants fired a rocket toward Israel. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
In a video obtained by Reuters News, the sound of jets and explosions detonating in the distance Thursday could be heard. Israeli military said it struck Gaza as sirens warning of incoming rocket fire sounded again in Israeli areas around the Strip. The exchange further raised tensions during a particularly violent period in the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Israeli military said the workshop contained chemicals and was run by the militant Hamas group, which controls Gaza. There were no reports of casualties from the rocket or airstrike. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives voted to oust Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Omar has made anti-Semitic comments in the past. Omar pointed out she is Muslim, an immigrant from Africa.
Is anyone surprised that I am somehow deemed unworthy to speak about American foreign policy?
Omar says her leadership and voice will not be diminished for not being on the Foreign Affairs Committee for one term.
My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
We need your help to make sure we can get the legislative actions that are necessary to save lives.
That's Stephen Horsford, chair of the Congressional Black Caucus, at a meeting Thursday with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. The meeting came one day after the funeral of Tyre Nichols, a black man who died in January, 3 days after being beaten by police in Memphis, Tennessee. Biden said he talked with Nichols' family by phone and expressed hope that the, quote, dark memory of his case would spur action. Horsford said the caucus and black communities need Biden's help to enact the reforms necessary to make public safety a priority for all communities. Canada says it admitted more than 437,000 new permanent residents in 2022. That figure represents more than 1.1% of the country's total population. The figure consolidates its status as one of the most welcoming countries for families and individuals seeking to make a new life in a foreign land. And an Iranian director who was arrested last summer, weeks before his latest film was released, has gone on a hunger strike. He's protesting his continued detention amid more than 4 months of anti-government protests in Iran. It's Jafar Panahi, whose films have thrilled critics and won numerous international prizes.